USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
As 15 GOP senators join Democrats to pass gun control legislation Thursday, Texas Attorney General Ken Paxton says the red flag law will not prevent another Uvalde, Texas-type school shooting.
Passing a red flag law, largely ineffective, I would guess, in preventing this from ever happening.
Mexican President Obrador is heading to the White House next month to meet with President Biden. Lawmakers are calling for Obrador's assistance in combating the flow of fentanyl into the United States. Georgia's Governor Brian Kemp, the Republican, will submit a sworn recorded statement to the Fulton County District Attorney's Office next month for an investigation into President Trump's alleged efforts to overturn the 2020 election. Kemp is the highest political figure in Georgia to be subpoenaed and to testify before the district attorney's special grand jury focused on the case. USA Radio News.
Paid for by GovMint.com.
Have you heard? The United States Mint has issued the Morgan Silver Dollar for the first time in 100 years. Not only that, but they are also minted in 99.9% pure silver for the first time ever in history. Coin experts are calling this an amazing opportunity for anyone that knows the enduring popularity of Morgans. But you must hurry. Only 175,000 legal tender silver dollars were issued. These Morgan Silver Dollars are brand new, bright and shiny legal tender coins minted by the iconic Philadelphia Mint. Just call 1-800-888-7630 and you are guaranteed a new 99.9% pure silver Morgan dollar. The first time in history this has happened. But with limited quantities, you must call now to order. To learn more, call 1-800-888-7630. If you order now, you will receive a free collector bonus, a $25 value free with every order. Call 1-800-888-7630 now to secure your new Morgan silver dollars before they are gone. That's 1-800-888-7630.
As the United States has announced another aid package to Ukraine on Thursday, the total spent to pay for Ukraine's war is quite a bit of money.
$6.1 billion. That's the amount of your tax dollars that have gone to Ukraine since Russia's unprovoked invasion almost 4 months ago. The Biden administration is providing another $450 million in additional aid to Ukraine to defend itself from Russian forces. White House Strategic Communications Coordinator John Kirby at a briefing Thursday provides a rundown of the assistance.
This package contains weapons and equipment, including new high-mobility artillery rocket systems, tens of thousands of additional rounds of ammunition for the artillery systems that have already been provided as well, and patrol boats to help Ukraine defend its coast and its waterways.
From the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau, I'm Tim Berg.
We are USA Radio News.
Attention weekend gardeners, don't let insect pests destroy your hard work. Fight back with Maggie's Farm, created by pest control professionals. Maggie's Farm plant and mineral-based products provide amazingly effective insect control, like our 3-in-1 garden spray for organic gardening. Deadly on insects, but safe to use around children and pets. Or for really hard-to-kill bugs, try our new beetle and box elder bug killer. Maggie's Farm, lethal to bugs, easy on the planet. Look for Maggie's Farm at Walmart, Menards, or at maggiesfarmproducts.com.
Wisconsin 2020 election investigator admits to destroying records. Former Wisconsin Supreme Court Justice Michael Gableman, his testimony in a Dane County courtroom, said he deleted accounts from the 2020 election investigation. The judge chided him for delivering contradicting remarks and disparaged the work his investigation had done as minimal. Gableman is facing 3 open records lawsuits. Texas Attorney General Ken Paxton told Newsmax Thursday that passing a red flag law is largely ineffective and would not stop another Uvalde-type tragedy from happening.
Yeah, I don't think it would stop it in any way. I don't think it's going to be effective. I think what is effective is protecting these children at the point of entry, having school administrators and teachers ready to respond. Passing a red flag law, largely ineffective, I would guess, in preventing this from ever happening. And I certainly don't think that's the right direction to go, because what we're talking about is people here that are not going to follow laws. They're not going to follow murder laws. They're not going to follow gun laws. They will find ways to get guns. And if you start restricting law-abiding citizens, it just makes it difficult for law-abiding citizens to protect themselves.
The Biden administration announced Thursday it will send Ukraine another $450 million in military aid to help the country fend off Russia. The Department of Defense said the new aid packages include 4 long-range rocket launchers, as well as 36,000 artillery rounds. Lance Pry, USA Radio News.